Just let me go, Charlie. I repeated my mother's last words as she'd walked out this same door so many years ago. I said them as angrily as I could manage, and I threw the door open. It didn't work out, okay? I really, really hate forks. My cruel words did their job. Charlie stayed frozen on the doorstep, stunned while I ran into the night. I was hideously frightened of the empty yard. I ran wildly for the truck, visualizing a dark shadow behind me. I threw my bag in the bed and wrenched the door open. The key was waiting in the ignition. "I'll call you tomorrow," I yelled, wishing more than anything that I could explain everything to him right then, knowing I would never be able to. I gunned the engine and peeled out. Edward reached for my hand. "Pull over," he said as the house and Charlie disappeared behind us. "I can drive," I said through the tears pouring down my cheeks. His long hands unexpectedly gripped my waist, and his foot pushed mine off the gas pedal. He pulled me across his lap, wrenching my hands free of the wheel, and suddenly he was in the driver's seat. The truck didn't swerve an inch.
"You wouldn't be able to find the house," he explained.
Lights flared suddenly behind us. I stared out the back window, eyes wide with horror. "It's just Alice," he reassured me. He took my hand again. My mind filled with the image of Charlie in the doorway. "The tracker?" "He heard the end of your performance," Edward said grimly. "Charlie?" I asked in dread. "The tracker followed us. He's running behind us now." My body went cold. "Can we outrun him?" "No," but he sped up as he spoke. The truck's engine whined in protest. My plan suddenly didn't feel so brilliant anymore. I was staring back at Alice's headlights when the truck shuddered and a dark shadow sprung up outside the window. My blood-curdling scream lasted a fraction of a second before Edward's hand clamped down on my mouth. "It's Emmett." He released my mouth and wound his arm around my waist. "It's okay, Bella," he promised. "You're going to be safe." We raced through the quiet town toward the North Highway. "I didn't realize you were still so bored with small town life," he said conversationally, and I knew he was trying to distract me. "It seemed like you were adjusting fairly well, especially recently. Maybe I was just flattering myself that I was making life more interesting for you." "I wasn't being nice," I confessed, ignoring his attempt at diversion, looking down at my knees. That was the same thing my mom said when she left him. You could say I was hitting below the belt. "Don't worry, he'll forgive you." He smiled a little, though it didn't touch his eyes. I stared at him desperately, and he saw the naked panic in my eyes. "Bella, it's going to be all right."
"But it won't be all right when I'm not with you," I whispered.
"We'll be together again in a few days," he said, tightening his arm around me. "Don't forget. Don't forget that this was your idea." "It was the best idea. Of course it was mine." His answering smile was bleak and disappeared immediately. "Why did this happen?" I asked, my voice catching. "Why me?" He stared blackly at the road ahead. "It's my fault. I was a fool to expose you like that." The rage in his voice was directed internally. "That's not what I meant," I insisted. "I was there, big deal. It didn't bother the other two. Why did this James decide to kill me? There are people all over the place. Why me?" He hesitated, thinking before he answered. "I got a good look at his mind tonight," he began in a low voice. "I'm not sure if there's anything I could have done to avoid this once he saw you. It is partially your fault." His voice was wry. "If you didn't smell so appallingly luscious, he might not have bothered. But when I had defended you, well, that made it a lot worse. He's not used to being thwarted, no matter how insignificant the object. He thinks of himself as a hunter and nothing else. His existence is consumed with tracking, and a challenge is all he asks of life. Suddenly, we've presented him with a beautiful challenge. A large clan of strong fighters, all bent on protecting the one vulnerable element. You wouldn't believe how euphoric he is now. It's his favorite game, and we've just made it his most exciting game ever. His tone was full of disgust. He paused a moment. But if I had stood by, he would have killed you right then, he said with hopeless frustration.